is needed other than bailouts to rescue the SOEs.
Partial privatization is a necessary concept which will inject much needed funding in SOEs. So that is a concept which perhaps should be explored going forward.
The family members of slain Otwaran SANDF Staff Sergeant Preston Titus says justice has been served. Earlier today, the High Court sitting in Otwaran in the Western Cape found Magdalene, the widow of Titus, guilty of plotting his murder and hiring hitmen to carry it out. The former councillor was found guilty of murder, obstruction of justice and defeating the ends of justice. The victim was bludgeoned to death at their house at the army base in 2017. His brother Howard says the family is happy with the verdict.
For me personally, I'm satisfied that justice has prevailed, and for us it was just a mere formality, and she got what she deserved, and we think justice was served today.
A close friend of the late Limpopo Capricorn TVET student, Precious Ramabulana, says her death has badly affected her. 21-year-old Ramabulana was killed in her rented room in Mokomene, Botlokwa, on Sunday. A 28-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the incident. An emotional confidence Mogale spoke during the funeral service of Ramabulana at Shikubi Primary School and Zenele outside Louis Trichardt.
You are my little sister, and you always be. Until death do us apart. And indeed, it did so. It took my sister away from me. I'm trying to survive, but I don't think I can.
And activists staged protest against online retailer Amazon around France today and tried to blockade a shopping mall in Paris. The French activists are denouncing the U.S. Black Friday shopping frenzy that has spread to European shores and are raising concerns over the environmental impact of consumerism. Yesterday, dozens of activists also blocked the entrance to an Amazon warehouse south of Paris. Protesters formed a human chain, lay on hay bales, and dumped old fridges and microwaves outside the Amazon depot. In response, Amazon says it respects the right to protest, but has accused activists of making false allegations. The top story at 5 o'clock, three travel insurance companies have now stopped covering tickets issued by South African Airways against insolvency.
Well, Unai Emery has been sacked by Arsenal after 18 months at the club, and Fabinho will be out until the new year. Details more coming up, 5:30.
In Joburg on the N3 South, there's an accident after Galuli's interchange. Expect heavy delays on the M1 and N1 North from Melrose to New Road. Waterfontein Road, there's a multi-vehicle accident between Greenstone and Stone Ridge Malls heading towards Kempton Park. In Centurion on the N1 South, there's a crash near Brakfontein Interchange. Cape Town, there's an accident causing queuing traffic towards Hospital Bend from the M3 and N2 outbound. Justenberg Flakte on the N1, there are crash scenes near the engine 1 stop causing queuing traffic in both directions there. Durban on the M4 North, a taxi has overturned after Edwin Swales causing very heavy traffic. And on the N2 North, there's a stationary vehicle before the M41 gateway exit. If you come across any traffic problems, please do let us know on WhatsApp 0825505151. I'm Nadia Romanis with your traffic.
MTN Black Friday Mega Deals are here. Get up to 300 gigs of data plus 60,000 minutes over 6 months from only $1.99 per month on selected 24-month MTN Made For Me plans. Or get unlimited calls and SMSs plus 30 gigs of data every month for only $4.99 per month on a 24-month MTN SIM-only plan. We got you. Don't miss it. Visit an MTN store today from the 29th of November to the 2nd of December only. T's and C's apply. Everywhere you go, MTN.
The Mzansi Super League is back, and this time, we are going even bigger. We have exciting...